You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson.
And I'm Rob Farad. Coming up, we'll meet a UW doctor who helps make sure that TV shows and movies get all those medical details just right.
First, members of the Wisconsin Ethics Commission and the Wisconsin Elections Commission made their response to a report by Attorney General Brad Schimmel yesterday. In the report, Schimmel examined how documents about the secret John Doe investigation were leaked to the press.
The Ethics Commission is asking Schimmel to correct what they say are inaccuracies in that report. The Elections Commission is standing by its staff who were criticized in the report.
Laurel White is the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Laurel, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So let's take a second. What did Attorney General Brad Schimmel say in his report last week?
So the report came out last Wednesday, and basically if you're going to boil down what Schimmel said in the report, it was that people who worked at the now-defunct Government Accountability Board handled the John Doe evidence pretty poorly. They didn't secure it very well. In his report, he said exactly, he called it systemic and pervasive mishandling of that John Doe evidence. So he's implying basically because the GAB mishandled this evidence, it led to the leak to the Guardian newspaper, which published that story with hundreds of documents. I think it was 1,500 pages of John Doe documents in September of 2016.
And what was that original John Doe investigation, just as a refresher, looking into?
The John Doe investigation was looking into possible illegal coordination between Governor Scott Walker's political campaign and conservative groups, and kind of third-party outside groups.
And bringing us back up to now, the report that Schimmel released last week, what were the conclusions in that report?
Well, what Schimmel wanted at the tail end of the report, which was a rather lengthy report, he was calling for disciplinary actions for several people, nine individuals total. And where this gets kind of sticky and more interesting, and where the Elections and Ethics Commissions really come into this, is that one of those nine individuals is a current staff member for the Elections Commission. So he was a lawyer for the Government Accountability Board, and now he's a lawyer for the Elections Commission. His name is Nate Judnick.
And what exactly are, you know, the issues that Schimmel took with Judnick in particular?
So essentially, I mean, the report really focused on obviously how the GAB was handling these documents, how they were securing them, whether they were cooperating fully and handing things over as they knew them, things like that. So Judnick, being the legal counsel for the GAB, Schimmel is saying that his involvement in it makes him unqualified to be a part of. Well, actually, Schimmel isn't talking about being unqualified for the Elections Commission. Other people have said that. Schimmel's just saying he mishandled things and he should be reprimanded and be found in contempt of court. So.
And, I mean, that seems like a pretty a hefty charge to make, that he would be in contempt of court. Now, looking at the report, not necessarily from Schimmel's perspective, but maybe looking at the Ethics Commission, what is the Ethics Commission disputing exactly here?
So the Ethics Commission, rather, was really unhappy with this report. They put out a letter yesterday detailing some of their concerns. I think the two big things that the Ethics Commission was concerned with were, one, they wanted Schimmel to acknowledge that the Ethics Commission cooperated fully with the John Doe investigation, you know, were helpful, et cetera, willing participants. And secondly, that the Ethics Commission security, that the security they have in place is better than the Government Accountability Board security that existed when the John Doe investigation was going on. So those were kind of the two biggies. There were a number of other concerns, though. They said, you know, we were called out for not reporting a crime, but we couldn't have reported a crime, you know, with these leaks because no commissioner, no staff member of the Ethics Commission had ever been read into the John Doe secrecy order. There wasn't anybody in our agency who had knowledge of the content of the leaked documents before they were published, and so none of us were able to identify that an illegal leak had occurred. So that's another part. There was another part about the Fifth Amendment right to counsel, some claims that Schimmel made in the report that they said just aren't true in terms of Ethics Commission members invoking the Fifth Amendment, their right to counsel. They said that it was members of the Ethics Commission, not those individuals. Then there was another thing about this folder. Some people may have heard about the opposition research folder that was outlined in Schimmel's report. And the Ethics Commission said, hey, it's our understanding that, you know, this file, this opposition research file, was one of the pieces of evidence seized during the John Doe investigation, and it wasn't a document prepared inside of the Government Accountability Board.
Lot to get to there. We're talking to Laurel White. She is the state capitol reporter for the Wisconsin Public Radio News, and she's with us to talk about this report that came down from State Attorney General Brad Schimmel, looking into the leak of some 1,500 documents in a John Doe investigation. So, what do leaders want Schimmel to do here? What are they calling on him to take care of?
Well, the Ethics Commission is calling for Schimmel to issue a clarification on his report to kind of address some of those concerns I just long-windedly summarized.
No, we needed the information, Laurel.
It's complicated. But so they want him to say our security policies are better than they were at the GAB, and we've fully cooperated. So they issued that request in their letter yesterday, and Schimmel actually responded yesterday and said, hey, your concerns aren't valid, basically, and that he has no plans to issue those statements clarifying his report.
Now, the Elections Commission actually had a closed-door meeting yesterday. Do we know anything about what happened in that meeting?
Well, we don't, because, you know, the nature of a closed-door meeting. But they did come out, and we know what their statements were after they came out of the meeting, so we can kind of infer what they discussed. They said that nothing in the DOJ report, Attorney General Brad Schimmel's report, has caused them to question their leader, Mike Haas. He's the administrator of the Elections Commission. And essentially, you know, they support him. They support Nate Judnick. That's the lawyer I mentioned who worked for the GAB and now works for them. And they also said that they plan to ask Governor Scott Walker to appoint a lawyer for them to help with any matters that might arise for them in the wake of this DOJ report.
Now, the Elections Commission and the Ethics Commission were spun out of the now defunct GAB, and it looks like there's been some speculation that it is less, free of sort of the government itself. Are any of the employees worried about how this investigation could have repercussions for them moving forward in these commissions?
Well, that was a big thing that was discussed yesterday after the Elections Commission members made the statement about having faith in Mike Haas and Nate Judnick, who worked for the GAB and now work for them. They said, you know, and this is Mark Thompson, I guess, if I'm going to quote someone specifically who was speaking for the Elections Commission, he said, we have complete faith in Mike Haas. We have complete faith in Nate Judnick. They've always done a good job here. We feel like they're working in the interest of Wisconsin voters. And our job is to make sure elections in Wisconsin Elections Commission, are safe and secure. And we really want to get back to doing that and not focusing on whether people should leave the commissions because of an affiliation they had with the GAB.
Laurel, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Laurel White is the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. She joined us with the latest news on the state attorney general's report on leaks in a John Doe probe.